Call this meeting order. It's now 6:31 PM. For Land and Natural Resource Cultural Preservation Committee, October 10th, 2017. Invocation, Thomas, would you offer that for us this evening?
Our Father in Heaven, we thank you for this time to come together to do this order of business. We ask you to be in our presence to give us guided direction. Father, we ask you to continue to bless this nation and the citizens. All this we ask in your gracious name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Next we have is roll call. Gazy.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Here.
Doe Beaver.
Here.
Thomas Shihola.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Chairman, I have 5 present, 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent. Constitutes a quorum, and any business conducted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval of minutes on 9-12-2017. Give the committee time to review and ask for a motion.
Chair, make a motion to approve the minutes for September 12th, 2017.
Motion is made by Mitch Jack to approve minutes.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver.
Which one?
Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And motion passes. Next we have is order of business. Church and ceremony grant applications. Forest Creek Baptist Church. It was postponed on 9-12-2017. I believe in this one here that we were waiting for the contract to be presented.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a new contract. The last 3 applications that we submitted last time, the first 2 didn't have the insurance, so we had to go with another one. And the third applicant, he started working with Creek Nation, so that's why we have a new applicant, and his name is Richard Kramer out of Henrietta. So
it's different from the one we got here?
No, it's the same one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we just had to start all over.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. Anybody have any questions on? Yes, Thomas.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking over this just right quick, and I see that he is requiring 1/2 down at when he starts, the project.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now who is going to oversee your project to make sure that it's done correctly and it meets all the criteria that you have?
At one time I was told that accounting could do that, or issue the checks, and whenever he turns in the receipts, just go back and forth. If not, I would have to. If accounting can take that, or finance can do that, because that's the way I thought it was, finance would handle all of that, but it's mostly, I guess it would be me and the other member.
Well, okay, I thought that they would issue the check
you know, to the church or to the treasurer, and then you in turn deposit it.
Okay.
And then get a deposit slip.
Okay.
And then when you issue, you know, your checks, then you go ahead and
do that.
And get the invoices that match up to what you're paying out.
Correct.
Okay. And my next question is, who is going to oversee the building?
Oversee the building?
Yes, that's the building.
Okay. The building?
And, you know, there's repairs that you're going to have done.
Okay.
Who's going to oversee that so that it's done correctly?
Correctly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that you get all the materials that you need? That.
All the materials?
Yes. Uh-huh. Who's going to oversee that for you?
Okay. If the materials will be... him, and again, it probably would be me, and again, my nephew, let me put him in there, because he will be down there each and every day whenever they start doing the repairs. Is that,
that's what I'm
kind of getting. Yeah, my nephew, because he knows the ins and outs, he knows what we are needing, and, you know, basically I do too, because each and every time we met with a contractor, I was there.
Okay.
To point it out, but my nephew.
Well, does he have any building experience?
He does. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
Okay.
You know, he's not as a contractor, but he knows what is needed, and he's familiar with this the project that was built at first.
Okay.
To.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? No questions? Needing approval?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. Roll call.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman Hough, 4-0 against.
4-0 against. That motion passes and has been approved. Everything correct on here, all your information.
That is correct.
Okay.
Which one are we looking at? Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That one is.
Okay, Gacy will be getting a hold of you and talk to you.
Oh, great. That's good. One thing I would like to make a correction on, it was mentioned about our services on Wednesday night. At one time, the elders had changed that to have services on Thursday night because they knew the Wednesday night all churches had a service on Wednesday, and that's why we switched it over to Thursday evening. And Meadow,
yeah,
we finally get that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next we have this TR-17-137, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement with Indian Health Service for Project OK-17-E88, which will provide domestic water supply and adequate wastewater disposal facilities for 19 new, like new, or renovated to like new Native American owned homes in Creek, Hughes, Mays, McIntosh, Muscogee, Okweski, Okmuggee, Rogers, Seminole, Tulsa, and Wagner Counties, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Nell.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
No discussion.
Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman Hough, 4-0 against.
4-0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-17-138, a tribal resolution of Muscogee Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement with Indian Health Service for Project OK-17-U77, which will provide water supply and wastewater disposal facilities for 74 existing Native American-owned homes in Creek, Hughes, Mays, McIntosh, Muscogee, Okweski, Okmuggee, Rogers, Seminole, Tulsa, and Wagner Counties, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion? Discussion? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4-0 against.
4-0 against. That motion passes. Next we have is TR-17-139, the tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing Principal Chief to execute a memorandum of agreement with the Indian Health Service for Project OK-15-X70, which will provide satisfactory water supply for the Deer Family Roundhouse in the Okmulgee Service Unit, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion
for D-Pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion? Discussion? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-17-140. A tribal resolution of Muskogee Creek Nation approving a memorandum of agreement between the Nation and the Indian Health Service for Indian Health Service Project OK-14-T77 and authorizing the Principal Chief to execute an exchange letter amendment for Indian Health Service Project OK-14-T77. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion? Discussion? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item is TR-17-141, a tribal resolution of Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute standing forage management agreements of tribal property. Sponsor is Thomas Shahola.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Shahola.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Jack. Discussion?
Good evening.
Evening.
We have a good number of parcels scattered throughout the jurisdiction that are too small for us to most advantageously use to cut for hay ourselves. So in order to turn a profit and then also have continued management to prevent adverse possession claims, we'd like to have kind of a standard format to get standing forage agreements approved for these individual parcels that will allow us to have an authorized presence on site and allow continued monitoring of the property without having physical eyes on by having communication with the lessee that we would be contracting with.
Mm-hmm. Question?
Okay. On this contract, I initially saw this, and in contracts, it has property description.
Correct.
And there was nothing listed, and I think you sent me a map, or at least I got a map.
Yes.
Showing the jurisdiction of the nation as
sure.
a whole.
So the map that was sent, and I think if it was sent in color, there were tiny little red dots
okay.
through the jurisdiction to show that, yeah. So we're working with GIS to get a county by county map put together, and I do have copies of our three parcels
okay.
here. None of the parcels are more than, I believe the biggest one is 60 or 80 acres.
Okay.
They're all very small units.
Okay, then could that be marked as Exhibit A?
We could mark it as Exhibit A. We are working with GIS to get a complete listing of the fee
okay.
properties of the nation. So if the blank for the property description would be for each individual property as we were able to lease them out, and they would go through AG's office for approval to make sure that they were that the property description was consistent and that they were acceptable for that agreement relationship. But if you would like to take that and attach it as Exhibit A, I'm happy
okay.
to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
I just don't know if that's the same thing as that.
Oh. Yes. Yes, that's the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to Alicia.
Alicia. Question? I was looking at the lost it. There it is. This one here is talking about the term. Is that just whatever term that you agree with, or is it a set?
Annual,
yeah, okay.
with the option for renewal. However, we would prorate since you only cut hay for a few months out of the year. So
mm-hmm.
if you start in December versus you start in April, the dollar amount still should be consistent because the benefit will be realized at that one point in the year.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
And the value of the hay lease would be consistent with the county average as published by the OSU Extension Office annually.
Roll call vote.
Thomas Shaholo.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman Howe, four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Next item we have is NCA 17-190, the Law of Muskoka Creek Nation amending NCA 17-031, the Law of Muskoka Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the Muskoka Creek Nation Planning and Grants Department for the development of a tribal master site plan for the Muskoka Creek Nation Tribal Complex and Surrounding Properties. Sponsor is Del Beaver.
Chairman, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Del Beaver.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. A discussion.
Chairman.
Yes.
Jesse, you can do it.
This legislation is putting in a carryover until fully expended. That wasn't included in the original legislation. Mm-hmm. And we haven't, obviously, they're still ongoing with the project. So they're going to come to the planning session in a couple of weeks to present, you know, their current information. So we just want to keep this project going.
Okay. Any questions? Yes.
So when do you see the actual project being done, fully completed?
I say December, January, March. I say the middle part of the early part of next year.
Early part of next year.
Yeah. They've already met with all the departments. They've toured many of the sites, so they're just putting together all their data. So they're going to bring in as much as they have put together to present to the council at the planning session. So we'll kind of see where they are right there.
So this document, are we on hold as far as what the tribe is doing? Are we waiting on this document for anything? That's what I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yes and no. That's kind of because part of the reason why we need this document is so we know how to move forward.
Right.
And so it's kind of like which comes first.
Right. Because you know, later on, or at the end of this agenda is one for the Okmulgee Country Club and Golf Course. And so I think the question will be, what are we going to do with it? You know, we keep on appropriating money for it. And so I'm assuming this plan will, this master
plan. Yes, and last week they spent the whole week last week touring the country club, meeting with the departments. And that was a very intensive week long that they were at the country club putting that plan together.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I'd much rather see a document that's well put together, that has all the information there.
Yes.
Other than one put together for the sake of time.
Yes. They're very thorough, FSB is.
Right. Thank you, Chairman.
Any other questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholo.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman Howe, four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Thank you. Okay. Oh, yeah. NCA 17-191, a law in Muskoka Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation of funds for the purchase of an undivided interest in a 20-acre tract of trust property located in Hughes County, Oklahoma. Sponsors Thomas Shaholo.
Motion for
due pass by Thomas Shaholo.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Representative Shaholo and I have spoken. If we need to, that is the full 20 acres. It's not an undivided interest. So we would be purchasing the entire 20 acre parcel. And if you look on the map and the survey that was provided, that is an 80 acre parcel of land. So we are purchasing 20 acres of that. And this is trust property. So it will go from trust to trust through the realty and the BIA. And after speaking with the realty, if we do purchase this parcel, then the other three parcels, which would comprise approximately 80 acres more or less, we'd be able to purchase those as well. And it is forested right now. There's some opportunities for hay. development, and we can also, you know, clear it out as needed.
Okay. Question?
Okay, if this passes, then is there a fence line there now, or will, who will put a fence line there too?
We have funds to do fencing.
Yeah. We have funds to do fencing too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm finished.
Jesse, what do you plan on seeing in the future as far as economic development or?
Well, this is mostly agricultural use for that property. You know, there's the highway running across a portion of that. So there could be opportunity for economic development. But right now, since that 20 acres is the one we're purchasing right now, we would mostly use that for agricultural development. But we're in anticipation of purchasing the other three tracts, which would total 80 acres altogether.
Thomas.
Okay. In the heading on this on the face page, I want to make an amendment. It reads the law of the Scottish Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation of funds for the purchase of, need to strike out, and undivided interest in, because that is a entire interest, it's not undivided. So that needs to be amended to delete that, and also in the body of the legislation where undivided is mentioned, and that needs to be stricken also. So I'm making that motion.
Did you get that, Alicia? Okay. Motion's been made to amend, take an undivided interest in to be stricken.
Yes.
And amend the legislation throughout. With, motion been made by Tom Shell and seconded by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Motion passes. Now back to the main motion. Any questions? Discussion? Roll call vote on the main motion.
With Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I'm 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. And before the BF&J for funding source. All right, thank you. Next item, I'll be turning it over to chair to Mark Randolph.
NCA 17192, law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Hickory Ground Indian Baptist Church number 2, sponsors Joe Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Proctor. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Representative Beaver. Discussion?
All right, thank you. I'd like to ask Steve Vandover to come up and tell us about this legislation here. He's the deacon for the Hickory Ground number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Go ahead and let them know what your legislation is for.
I'm requesting these funds for a backhoe attachment to our church tractor and a 3-point rake, also an attachment to our church tractor. We would use it on the church property when they gave out the lands for the churches. They gave us the rockiest, worst property that we could have. No oil, no nothing. So it's just about almost rock. But anyway, we have a section I want to start clearing out. Backhoe, it's just an attachment. It's not a backhoe, it's attachment. You can dig it up, you can remove rocks. Also, possibility with that would be graves if we had to. Also, the attached 3-cone attachment is a rake, attaches to the tractor would use it for removing rocks, wall rocks, also leaves, just taking the care of the church property. Also, we would keep the attachments and tractor, which we do. We have a garage, put it in. Also, the attachments would be covered. We don't use it for personal use. We don't take it to our home and use it on whatever. It's just strictly church and our sister churches. We have about five through the years that we've been helping with our tractor. I think with the attachments, we could also help them. They have the same opportunity to get tractors or whatever, but like humble people they are, they won't ask for it, but they ask us to help them out, which we do. We don't charge them. Mm-hmm. We don't ask for money or anything, we just help them out. And, so we would continue doing that. And it's just for church use only. That's about all I could say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Randall. Any questions or concerns from the committee? Anyone? Roll call vote, please.
Noah Proctor?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman Hall, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17192 passes, and this bill will be referred to BLJ for funding source. Thank you, Mr. Trent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Turn the chair back to Representative Proctor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Randolph. Next item we have is NCA 17-193, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Cedar Creek Baptist Church. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Chairman, the pastor couldn't be here tonight, but they did come yesterday and speak to me about it. We had some problems with some faxes last month, and I don't know exactly what happened, but we tried to get them in last month. We didn't make the deadline, so we have them now.
Okay. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Chairman Hall, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. We forward it to BF&J for a funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-194. The Law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Buckeye Creek Baptist Church. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph. Seconded by Del Beaver. Discussion.
Chairman, we have Pastor Hartshaw here. If you'd like to come forward, you're welcome. Thank you for coming, Pastor.
We are asking for a lawnmower, a riding mower, and we have a deacon. He's about 75 years old, Harry Douglas. He lives just across the road, and he uses his tractor to cut the grass for us. We've got a 2-acre plot over there, IXL, and so he usually comes and cuts the grass for us. So he was, I guess, at the legislation last month, and he heard about it, so he asked me if I'd ask for the lawnmower, so I guess so we don't have to use his. But that's what we're coming and asking for. Mm-hmm. It's just for the church purposes, and we do have a shed that we put it in.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Chairman Hall, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. be forwarded to BFMJ for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-195, the Lawman Scope Coordination authorizing an appropriation to the Department of Interior Affairs for the development and maintenance of an Okmulgee Country Club and Golf Course, sponsored Del Beaver.
Chairman, motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Del Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Discussion.
The previous appropriation for the country club was not drawn down, and the legislation did not include a rollover notice, so we had a good chunk of that budget was returned to the general fund. So we're coming back and asking for an appropriation for continued development and maintenance at this point.
Yeah, she sent, I believe she sent an amended budget.
Yes, no, there's an amendment, so we would need to change the amendment on the amount.
Okay. How much would be the amendment?
It'd be 116,130.
Okay. No, yes, no.
So we're going to change it to 116,130, that word?
Mm-hmm, from 99.
Okay, I see right.
Yeah.
Okay. Chairman, make a motion to change the budget from 99,000 to 116,130.
Motion is made to amend the total from 99 to 116,130 by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Any discussion on that? No discussion. Roll call.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against that. Motion passes for an only amendment. Next we have is the main motion. Yes, Dale.
I was just looking at, just some of the mission statement and some of the objectives for FY18. It says to work with the Cultural Center and Archives Department to increase programmatic endeavors and cultural opportunities for the citizens of the Creek Nation. Can you kind of expand on that?
Yeah, that's with the, that's part of the FSB, the master plan,
mm-hmm.
and working with them on utilizing that site for a cultural center. And so that's what they were working with the Cultural Center and Archives Department and Cultural Preservation about.
It's a kind of a unique and a good location for that because there's the opportunity to have indoor and outdoor exhibit space.
Yeah.
And what kind of activities have been there so far? I know they've had the fiddle dances. Charlie has the fiddle dances there.
Yes.
Has there been any other things?
We've had interest in it. However, the occupancy certification mm-hmm. has been an issue. And then some of the events that people were seeking to host, they wanted to be able to have food service. Our kitchen, the kitchen currently is in operation. We're undergoing an intensive inventory right now mm-hmm. to identify and reallocate and possibly surplus a lot of the materials that are contained within the country club. Once those materials are devised appropriately, we'll have a lot more space to determine additional use and then also future use.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? Questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
As amended.
Oh, yes, as amended.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against that motion passed. Thank you.
Thank
you. Forward to BFMJ for funding source. Now we're down to other business. We have another business. We have two items of legislation and rest. We have the Camp House and Fellowship Hall's applications. So pleasure of the committee. Motion's been made to add TR-17-143 and NCA-17-197 to the agenda by Tom Shahola and seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, all four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against, and add that to the agenda. And then I will turn this over to Mark for this legislation here.
TR-17-143, tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the construction of a farm shop at the Destin Ranch and Hanna Farm. Sponsor is Darrell Proctor.
Thank you, Representative Randolph. We have a
motion.
Oh, there she is.
Motion
for due pass, I'm sorry.
Motion for due pass. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Beaver. Discussion.
Yes, Ms. Garley.
This is an amended version of legislation that was previously passed out of committee. What we have done is, I understand the NCA amount for the last plan exceeded $1 million. We went back and took a look at what opportunities we had to alleviate some of the expenditure and determined in order to appropriately show the monetary benefit for the intended improvements to break it down into three phases. First phase would be the development of a waterline extension from Shell Creek to the Hanna Farm, which would also benefit the Hanna Community Center. Phase B would be construction of the farm shop building there at Hanna Farm, and phase C would be at Destin. The appropriations as the phases will go along will be for each individual phase, phase A, phase B, phase C. The phase A first would be the waterline extension, which is contemplated by the NCA. Additional appropriations for farm buildings would come after we're able to show justification for profit.
Oh, I'm sorry. any questions, concerns, Ms. Proctor?
Yes, this is just for the, like she said, the extension of the water line, and that's going to be in our other legislation. But it's for $16,000 for that. But and that's just for phase A. In phase B and C, I don't know if you have anything coming with that yet, but.
We do have a budget number put together. I believe the individual buildings were priced out at $297,000. So we would have a total project cost right at $600,000, which is approximately a little over $400,000 less than we had initially contemplated. By working with Tribal Construction and their ability to act as the GC for the project, we're able to realize some cost savings.
Okay. And this TR will cover all phases. But right now, it's for the water line.
Thank you, Mr. Proctor. Mr. Shahola?
Yes, this water line, is it where it's going to start to the site? Is that on tribal property or does it cross a private?
Some of it crosses free property. It will be in the utility easement. The tribal property that does cross is property that we own that would be benefited from that line.
Now, is there other owners on that proposed route?
Not of the trust property, the fee property. I'm not sure I believe there would be, but if it's in the utility easement, it's already contemplated for use.
Now, I'm not sure I'm following you now. From where that water line starts?
Correct.
Okay, now is it going across other non-citizens' property or any properties other than tribal free property, fee property, or trust property?
So the tribal property that we cross would just be the trust property that we own. Okay. If there was fee property, it would be non-citizen.
Okay. Is there easements to be secured?
Yes.
Okay, who will do that?
Tribal construction.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Holden. Mm-hmm. Any more questions or concerns? Not roll call vote.
Bill Proctor?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman Hall, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. TR 17.143 passes. NCA 17.197, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation appropriating funds for the construction of a water line extension at Hannah Farm. Sponsors Gerald Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion to pass by Representative Proctor. We have second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Yohola. Discussion?
Yes, I think this is what we just got through discussing. The amount for the water line extension is $16,000. That's the total price to construct a water line.
Any other questions? No more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I'm 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17-197 passes and it will be referred to BF&J for a funding source.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll turn the chair back to Mr. Proctor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Randolph. Other items we had in the other business was the camp applications. Action on for these camp house applications?
Mr. Chairman, I make motion to add the camps and camp houses for ceremony grounds to the agenda.
Motion been made by Mitch Jack to add the applications to the agenda. Need a second?
Second.
Second by Thomas Shihola. Roll call.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I'm 4 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, the applications have been added to the agenda, and first up we have is Niyaka with the Thompson Camp. Explain what you're looking to do with your camp.
Well, back in June, I believe, there was a storm come through and blew a tree over into our camp, and it damaged the roof and made it where we couldn't camp this year. Mm-hmm. And it's just been sitting like that. And we're asking for an appropriation to rebuild our camp.
Okay.
On an emergency basis, if it's possible.
Okay. Any questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Ms. Jack. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Chairman, I'm 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. She has all your information. She can get a hold of you.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Next we have is Sand Creek Ceremonial Ground.
Motion to
Missy Archie.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had this discussion a couple of months back, or when you were up here, trying to get all the ones that's near for the grounds there, all the camps, until you'll be speaking for the rest of them.
Okay. Well, just like she's talking about the weather, it plays a lot in our camps, and a couple of our camps are, they just completely need to be replaced. And some of them, the roofs leak, and there's just numerous things. Like my camp, it's right down the middle, the water just always goes straight down through it, and we've got ruts all up and through there, and we've been trying to work on it, but we have a lot of elders that come down, and kids, you know, that come to our camps, and it's really dangerous, because some of them have canes, you know, and like I said, we work on our camps, but they're just, we need some repairs. That's the bottom line, we need repairs, and we have sleeping rooms, because we did have tents, but the tents would tear up every year, and that was like over $200 that we were spending. So we started, we put up these little sleeping rooms. So, because everybody travels, and once we get there, then we're there for the dance. So, and we have those that leak; they need to be replaced. And we just have so much things that we need to be done. Every one of our campers, they're all Muscogee Creek. They have they're all full citizen. So we have kids. A lot of kids, and we set out storms this past year. We had a lot of storms. We had a tornado at Welty, and we had took them to the bathroom. I did. I took the kids, and everybody took their kids because it was getting dangerous. And we got that was the only little shelter I could think of to take them because it was hailing, getting worse, and I thought, oh, that wind's going to come, and I don't know what's going to come about. But, you know, we got to look out for our kids, and that's why we're asking for some help to try to, you know, for shelter, and that we need to sleep in places for our kids and us too, you know.
Anybody got any questions on any of these applications? I know this is kind of what we just received this evening, and then I'm just kind of going through them. So, and I know that they're all the same contractor to be doing these doing this work.
Yeah, Muscogee Home Repair.
Mm-hmm. Will y'all be doing all this as soon as y'all get the money here, doing it into this year?
Well,
or whenever everything gets.
Whenever y'all say, you know, give us the green light.
Yeah, if you get approved, and it'll start immediately the construction.
We have so many days, right? After we get the check.
Oh.
These are when the project is complete.
Huh?
When the project is complete.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, any questions? Any questions on any of these applications?
Motion to pass.
Second.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Is this just for hers or for all of them?
No, I mean, she's speaking for all of them, you know.
Okay.
I was hoping everybody got to see it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's what I was trying to give everybody time to look at.
See who we have first. First is mine. Whose camp is the first camp?
Amy Argy.
It's hers.
Hers, okay. Mm-hmm. Amy is the first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd rather mark those.
Okay, and the next one is Jason Sawyer.
There's seven.
Seven, okay. Next one is Lester Buckshot. Just so you got your name, but.
Gail.
My daughter.
Okay, that's your daughter. All right, I'll mark that, so. Next was Sherry Yardley.
You should know her.
Okay, next one is Anthony Cargill. The next one is.
Joshua Roberts.
Joshua Roberts, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Motion's been made, roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Yehoah.
Yes.
Chairman, have four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against, those have been approved.
Hello. Thank y'all very, very much.
Welcome. All right, then that concludes other business. Now we're down to announcements. Any announcements? Announcements? No birthday?
No.
All right, then we're down to our benediction, which will serve as our adjournment. Dale will be on that for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this beautiful day of giving us, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just be with us, Lord, wherever we may go, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just give us traveling grace, Lord, and we thank you for just giving us the wisdom and this opportunity just to do the business on the tribe's behalf, Lord. And Lord, I just want to say we love you so much, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.